Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, what's something that makes you smile? I have a whole list of what people have said makes them smile. And actually, a smile can make you smile. According to research, 46% of people say simply having someone smile at you makes you feel happy inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
As long as they're smiling at you and not like to you or creepy like. Yeah. That makes you a little uncomfortable.
Well, 65% of the adults are saying that it actually improves their mood if someone smiles at you. So if you can work up a smile today, smile at someone, not creepily, but just smile, because that will make things happy for them anyway.
Well, what about for yourself? I think the good news is they say smiling actually makes you feel better too.
For sure. Yeah.
And actually doing something that makes someone else laugh or smile puts you in a better mood and makes you smile as well.
Yeah. Huh. That depends on the person.
That's some how I make funny videos.
Some people don't like to make other people feel good.
I want to make them feel as bad as possible.
Right. Especially if that person has made you mad, like in traffic or something.
Yeah, for sure.
My wife had a lecture to me about how I yell at other people in traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but they don't hear it. I'm just venting. She's like, it makes the mood in the car very uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
I'm like, this is not new. I've been doing this since I can remember.
But you feel better when you do it, right?
I do.
Okay, but sometimes people change over time. And they're like, okay.
Not the drivers.
I'm like, man, they can't drive.
No, I'm talking like your wife. She's like, okay, finally. She's like, oh, you know what? That's I don't need that anymore.
Well, she said, you know, when we got married, you're not.
For better or worse.
Yeah. Well,
that's your worst side.
I haven't gotten any worse. I'm still the same.
Okay. Things that actually make you smile. Someone giving you a compliment.
Yeah.
It's an unexpected compliment that's good, not,
Yeah, definitely makes you smile.
I don't know if there's any bad compliments.
I'm too self-conscious to take a good compliment.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad taking it. I'm like, no, quit. No, stop. Look at my beer gut. No.
That's weird, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that.
I don't know either.
Maybe you just don't deserve it.
Probably not. They're lying to me. That's why I know.
Okay. Receiving a gift, they say, will make you smile, which I don't know if I like that one or not, because if someone gives you a gift and you don't have something in return.
Well, that's the whole point of a gift. You're not supposed to have something necessarily in return. Still feel bad.
Yeah, I do. Like Christmas time, someone's like, hey, I got you a gift for Christmas. Like, oh.
And it depends on the gift.
Okay.
True.
I mean, my mom had to try to finally quit buying me clothes because the last shirt she bought me, I'm like, thank you.
That's same with my wife. She bought me clothes. I'm like, I'm not going to wear that.
Yeah.
Like, we're just wasting money here.
All right. Something that makes you smile is looking back at old photographs or anything like memories from Facebook. Oh. Sometimes you'll see your kids' pictures or something. You're like, oh,
yeah,
that's awesome. I remember those days.
And then you're like, oh, wow, time's flown by. Oh, my, I'm old.
Yep. I saw that yesterday. A picture came up on Facebook, and it was my daughter when she was much younger with an American flag thing she had made, giving it to one of our neighbors who, for Memorial Day many years ago, and he had served in the armed forces. And it was super cute, but it made me remember how much older he and I both are and how long ago that it's. I like you, Cato. I was kind of like, wow, it made me smile, but then it made me cry.
Yeah. Along the same lines of seeing a funny video online, you share that video with somebody, and that's the way we bond a lot of times. And it'll make you smile as well. And they say getting a spontaneous kiss or cuddle from a loved one.
Who? Which aunt is this?
Your significant other one, Cato. Or even they say having a cuddle or a hug will actually put a smile on your face.
Huh. I don't know if smile is always what happens whenever you cuddle, but it does make you feel good and warm inside. I didn't mean that in any way bad. I'm just saying I don't get a hug and so grin real big. Sometimes you're just like, okay, I'm getting a hug. This is nice. And you just have a plain face.
Well, my little buddy Jackson just turned 3 over the weekend. And I was over watching a movie Friday night. And he he was sitting in my lap. And he looked at me. He goes, "Ugh, Gecko, ugh. Ugh, Gecko," and he gave me the biggest hug.
Oh,
and that
hug.
Made me smile.
I thought he was
sweet.
Ugh.
I thought he was a caveman right there.
I thought he must have looked really bad.
He's three. That's a ugh.
Yeah, you know what though? Little kids' hugs will make you either they'll make you smile or they'll make you cringe, depending on what they got on them.
All right.
You've been in your diaper again.
Yeah.
Seeing a puppy or some kind of furry critter will make you smile.
Yeah, if they're cute enough, you know.
Mm-hmm. And here's a couple of others. They say finding a bargain or a sale that will make you smile if you're saving money.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Are you going to share that one with your girlfriends?
Listen, I love a good deal. I love a good bargain, and I'm definitely going to buy it, especially if I know that it's expensive and it's on sale. I'm going to get it.
Okay. And getting the answer right when you're watching a, like, quiz show or any kind of game show, or actually if you're playing a game on your cell phone and you get the question or answer right, it makes you feel good and smile.
That's why I quit watching Jeopardy. I never got any right.
Yeah, I don't think that makes me smile. It makes you feel good, but I don't think I would smile for that.
All right. Sitting down in a house that you have just cleaned puts a smile on your face.
Don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, I like when sitting in a house someone else has just cleaned.
Okay. Seeing an elderly couple holding hands puts a smile on your face.
Yeah. No.
That's precious. It's really sweet.
I mean, but it doesn't make me smile. I'm just like, oh, look at those old people.
And then finally, waking up on a Saturday morning and realizing it's the weekend. You get to sleep in.
Till you wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, we're kind of stuck on that sitting.
And I did not mean to do that over the weekend. And I'm like, really? I could sleep as long as I want to.
But you go back to sleep.
I did not. Well, I got up, made coffee.
That's one
I came into work. Nobody was here.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You were talking about sunscreen, Hawk. You were asking about some old sunscreen and whether it's still good or not.
Expiration date on it. I'm like, does that even matter?
It's a suggestion. It is National Sunscreen Day, and that's kind of boring, but this statistic is not. 1 out of 3 people said that if a stranger at the beach asked them if they would rub sunscreen on their back, they would do it.
Oh.
So 2 out of 3 people would decline, but those 1 out of 3 people are pretty adventurous.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I think it would depend on the person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of confusion there because, for example, if it was a really good-looking young lady, I would want to say yes, but I know better than to do that because my wife would probably kill me.
But if it's a big old burly, hairy guy that's got, you know, Sasquatch hair on his back and stuff, and you're like, hey, do you mind putting some sunscreen on me?
I'm like, yeah, I do mind.
I will do it for friends, even though I really don't want to. I don't like touching other people.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like it. I think, not a stranger. I'd be like, get you spray, buddy. Get some spray.
No, I definitely feel like I would do it just because I mean, they were brave enough to ask, so, you know.
Yeah, but you're a pretty girl. It's like, I'd be creeped out if someone asked you if it was a guy.
Yeah, I would be creeped out. Like, really? You couldn't find somebody else to do this for you, man?
Well, that was his point. He's like, I found the person I want to do it for me.
Well, I told you the other day, you know, a stranger, is it worse to have a stranger do it or your mama? You know, when you're middle-aged.
My mama.
I would take my mama for sure.
Yeah, mama, go ahead and put some sunscreen on me.
Yeah.
Now you turn around, mama. I'll get you back.
I don't want to do that.
They say a lot of the Gen Xers and boomers are paying for the tanning beds that they used in the 80s and 90s and the, quote, suntan lotions back whenever they barely did anything. And in some cases, they would put like baby oil on to magnify the sun's rays to make it even worse for them, which is not really good for you. In a survey, half of Gen Z adults reported being sunburned last year, and 10% had burns bad enough to cause blisters. I had some of those when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember laying on my back in my apartment floor, just pushing myself along the carpet to try to scratch my back. It itched so much. And clearly I didn't have roommates that would help me out with peeling that.
I've already been burnt this year. So I've already peeled already this year. But when I was little, I remember being burnt every year. And I asked my mom, I said, did y'all ever put sunscreen on me growing up? She goes, I don't think it was a thing back then. Yeah. Was, I mean, I remember every year I got burnt. I peeled.
It was a thing because I wore 15 back in the day, and that was as high as it went.
Oh, wow.
SPF 15.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was like, oh, I'm being self-conscious and responsible. But that was it. There was no higher than 15. And so now you worry, well, am I going to get cancer from the chemicals in the sunscreen or am I going to get cancer from the sun? But I will say I've seen my father-in-law and my dad both have the stuff cut out of their forehead and scalp and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not something I'm looking forward to.
No. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Well, not now.
You don't get out in the sun, Tom.
I know, but when I was younger and my teen years and my early 20s, I would go out and get burnt a lot. So now I'm like, am I going to end up like them having to have these big chunks of skin cut out? Well, the good thing is it's treatable, but the bad thing is you end up with these scars.
Mm-hmm. The trade-off is the spray from the sunscreen that you're spraying all over your body, which you mentioned the other day, causes other bad stuff, or the sun itself. Like, which is worse?
We just don't know.
Yeah.
We just get conflicting stories all the time.
Well, you see the kids, they're like, squint your eyes, hold still, and
Yeah.
And they're sitting there with their eyes closed. But if you lived like in Aruba, they have a machine that puts the sunscreen on for you. It literally just rotates around and sprays you everywhere. That's what it looks like.
Right, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's at the beach, though. You can go, you can put your money in. And
I'd pay.
Yeah, and it's got all that sunscreen.
Well,
now, it doesn't like have hands that, rub it or anything.
That's okay.
A 48-year-old woman had a severe vitamin D deficiency from excessive sunscreen use and broke a bone just by rolling over in bed.
Wow.
It wasn't just sunscreen. She also avoided going out in the sun as much as possible because she wanted to have fair skin. And so she went so far as to deprive herself of a vitamin D to the point where she had fragile bones.
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
There's no spray for that, is there?
Uh-uh.
And then they said in a poll, only 40% of people regularly wear sunscreen outside during the summer. I generally try not to go outside during the summer or wear as good of covering as I can, except for my arms. They don't get covered very well. But I will wear sunscreen if I think I'm going to be in the sun for more than a couple of hours, because I will burn if I don't.
Tom, you in the sun for a couple of hours.
It's happened before.
Oh, come on.
We were touring the University of South Carolina, and we also toured Clemson, and I had to walk outdoors for more than 2 hours.
But you had your clothes on, I'm hoping. You weren't like in a bathing
suit. Right, but I was in shorts and a short-sleeved shirt.
Yeah.
You weren't in your crop top this time?
Crop top. I don't wear a crop top. I got a muffin top if I did that.
But you don't think about it. Like, you get in your convertible, or if you just go outside and do whatever you did, you don't think about that. I think about it like if I'm going to the pool, I'm not going to have any clothes, except my shorts on, or the kids, I'm not going to have anything but the shorts on. That's when I think about sunscreen. But some people put it on every time they go out of the house.
I went to Brookwood's baptism day. We all sat outside by the big watering hole where they do the baptisms. And I got sunburn on my feet in between where the sandals had the straps.
Oh.
I got these little lines, red lines on the top of my feet that itched and burned like crazy.
Well,
so I have to be careful.
At least you didn't have those Crocs on where you just had just little dots on there. It looked like the measles.
Round circles. Yeah. Well, it was just as bad having the stripes, but it definitely, I burn easy. I have to wear sunscreen of some kind.
Do you like to peel the skin off, though, when you do burn? I don't. I think it's gross.
Oh, it's cool. It's fun.
Some people think it's satisfying, like popping those little bubbles, those little bubble wrap. They think it's satisfying.
Yes.
And I do not like pulling it off.
Well, we did read the safety on this is that you're supposed to use the ones with the minerals in it, like titanium and something, magnesium dioxide or whatever.
Zinc,
that's the other one. And then the ones you shouldn't use are the sprays with all the chemicals in them. So you're trying to look for the zinc and the titanium is the safer way to go.
I'm going to spray. I'm just doing spray.
The spray is bad.
I don't want to ask. I don't care.
Okay. It,
which is worse, asking somebody to put sunscreen on your back or just spraying chemicals?
Well, I guess if you think about it, you're going to get cancer either way, but at least you won't get sunburned also with a spray.
This is true because that hurts.
I wish they had like a gentle dip. You could just go dip yourself in the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just walk out.
A little dip. Yeah.
Be like a little jacuzzi with sunscreen in it. No ideas.
I mean, you could ask somebody, if you do burn, you could ask them to peel the skin off your back for you.
Yeah, that's my fun.
Okay, no, it's fun.
There's always that piece of skin, though, that's still attached to you.
Oh, yeah, you pull too far.
Yeah, you pull too far. Yeah, all of a sudden, you got a scab coming because you pulled the skin straight
all
off.
All right, enjoy your breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I hope you're eating some Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, we all have body image issues, according to this research I have. Like 4 in 5 of people admit that they have body image issues.
I'm that fifth person. I look in the mirror, I'm like, all right.
You know what? More men do than women when they are in their bathing suit. More guys say they look okay in their bathing suit, but they still have some body image issues. Women, like 75% of the women say they look bad in a swimsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Swimsuit season is not my, it's not the favorite, you know? Like shopping for a new swimsuit.
Tell us more.
You know, you just feel not great. And then sometimes the lighting, whenever you're trying it on, it just doesn't flatter you.
Okay. So is it because of your body or is it because of the swimsuit?
Well, it's your body. You're like, dang it, I should have lost another 10 pounds. I should have done this. I should have done that. And daggone it, here we are. Summer's here.
And then at that point, you go from a two-piece to a one-piece going, I'm just going to cover it all up.
That's right. Listen, exactly. Amen to that, honey.
They make two pieces? Huh? Oh, that's for girls.
Yeah. Because I have female friends, and a bunch of us go to the beach, and they bring a swimsuit for every day. But some of them have said, I put my two-piece on, and I just had to put the one-piece on just to cover it up.
Yes.
Well, 95% of people feel unhappy about their body on a daily basis. That is a lot. I mean, because you know what? We nitpick. We look at little bitty things. Mm-hmm. Now, Tom doesn't, because Tom is very confident with who he is.
Have you seen these people? I think a lot of them probably should be nitpicking.
Okay.
I don't mean to be mean, but you walk around and America is like the most obese country in the world.
Yeah.
And we can pretend like they have this two different rules. They're like, oh, don't body shame anyone. And then they're like, oh, obesity is an epidemic. Well, which one is it? I mean, you can't have both of those things. If you sit there and say we're not ever going to body shame anyone, then you're going to have obesity as an epidemic.
And it's sad that you can eat unhealthy cheaper than healthy.
I know, right? And it tastes better, too.
It does.
So the guys actually do have some confidence issues, Tom. You don't, I know, but the guys say 63% of men feel like their arms and chest aren't as muscular as they could be.
Okay, I mean, that's not my big worry. I just wish I could, like, get a vest for my man boobs or something.
Okay.
Or bra.
Well, that's a little too feminine for me.
You want one of those police vests that just covers it all up?
Or like a nice three-piece vested bathing suit.
30% of men say they've heard someone referred to their big belly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even making fun of that. And 19% did say they've heard someone talk about their man boobs before. So,
yeah.
Their moobs.
Moobs.
Yeah. Dudes with boobs. You should check out that website. Tom's won 3 competitions.
Just
on now.
One. That's exaggerated.
But body issues for the guys, as much as the girls, obviously, they struggle with it a lot more than the guys do.
Yeah.
But some guys can look in the mirror like Tom and go, oh, yeah, I look fine.
I mean, I don't think I look fine, but I'm like, it's not bad. It's okay. It's a reason. I'm not like, I don't go to the pool and go, oh, God, I hope no one sees me. I'm just like, all right, I'm not the best looking guy here, but I'm not the worst either.
Well, here's some more research.
Why is that so funny to me?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm not as good as I think I am.
No.
Guys tend to have a good self-image for the most part when it comes to dating. 8 in 10 of the guys say they'd date themselves if they were a woman.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah. I'd aim higher.
I love a man's confidence.
With looks, I mean.
I like him thinner than me.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't date yourself?
I wouldn't date me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Listen, I just feel like the bathing suit season is not the greatest, but I feel like if you're tan, don't use as much sunscreen so that way you can get a little bit of a burn and tan that up, because tan fat is prettier than pale fat.
That's true. So. Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't think burnt fat is good.
Honestly, though, I would like to see a tan version of you, Tom.
I mean, they make stuff to do that. I can make that happen on some kind of editing app.
As long as it's on an app, because I don't want to have to clean that crap off of me, that spray tan.
We need a tan filter for Tom just to see what he looked like in a bathing suit.
I think we need to do a tan torture Tuesday.
If you want to take a picture of me and make me tan with the filter, feel free.
Okay, maybe we could just tan half of your body. It could be like, you know, you before go. And after.
Yeah.
just do a before and after then.
You talking about the top half, bottom half, or left and right?
Left and right. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get weird about it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, our Torture Tuesday this week is Taste from Around the World. You know, our friend Terry Ann from Terry Ann Salon, who's helped us out on some Torture Tuesdays before. Actually, she ripped the nose hair out of our nose.
Okay.
For the waxing of the nose hairs.
And you still call her a friend.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, she did that for Edwin McCain. And that was the highest note I think I've heard him sing ever.
Yes.
It was painful, and even the ear hair was painful, but she's actually helped us out before here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
If you call that help, she's also decided to torture us again today by sending you a bunch of stuff from Japan that's flavors that we don't normally eat here in America, and we're going to try to guess what these are.
Not only Japan, she went around the world. Okay. We're going to actually have a Vegemite sandwich this morning from Australia.
I've had that before. It's horrible.
I have not.
It's horrible.
What is Vegemite?
It's Vegemite. It's
anything with a mite in it, I don't want to eat that, but we're about to do that here.
I don't really like
show.
Things with veggie in it either.
All right, you know what? Let's start off with the Vegemite sandwich. You want to?
No.
Yeah, Cato's—he's already got us ready to go here.
I just spread them out on.
That's fine. That's fine. I've never had Vegemite, but you hear it in the songs too, like in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat one. I'm gonna pick one of these little ones.
Okay, Vegemite sandwich.
It's so sticky and
from
nasty.
Australia.
Do we have to get the big one? Can I? Eat this
you do whatever you want to.
Because I spread it on here, and this stuff stank.
Okay.
Are you having some?
Let's try it.
It tastes worse than it smells.
You know what?
Okay.
Golly, that smells bad. All right,
this is why I don't trust Australian people. I'm not joking. If you like this, there's something wrong with your taste buds.
This is from Australia?
Yes. Yeah. Now, I do love their accent. Okay, that's one thing I love about it. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Eating a Vegemite sandwich today?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Oh!
I don't like eating motor oil.
Oh! Oh, that is bad. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm spitting that out.
I need water.
We should have ended on that one.
I told you it was bad.
Oh, man, that is horrible. You were right, Tom. I don't even know why you would even volunteer to do that again.
It was fun. I told you Tuesday.
Uh-uh.
That was fun. Thank you.
They eat that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That is.
Why?
It looks like motor oil. It looks like it might be some kind of vitamin in it, and it tastes like it might be vitamins.
There's salty and nastiness to that.
The salt is the only good thing about it.
Mm-mm.
It's like they're trying to cover up just how poisonous it is with salt.
I think you should add more things to that to not have that taste like that.
Yeah. I think it should subtract things.
What we spit in the trash can looks like my grandma's snuff cup. When she used to spit snuff.
My grandma's snuff cup probably tasted better.
Okay. Now I've got to get my Google Translator out because I don't know what this is. This is from Japan, okay? The rest of the stuff is from Japan, and as you can see, we were on Facebook Live. Tom's going to pull it back up. So on this stuff, the package is in Japanese. Don't know what it is. I'm going to pass it around. Just take a few.
Okay.
Take one down, pass it around real quick, and see if you guys can guess the flavors or what it is. Go ahead. Just throw it on there.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know. This is... see if you can guess it.
They look little crackers.
You're not joking with us. I mean, this is not, this
is
edible, right?
Yes, it's like dog food. It is edible.
Oh, it smells good, though. Okay, I like this better than the other one.
All right. This is, and I'll tell you what it is in a second.
Ooh, it's green. That's like mold. It looks like
mold. I like that. I like that.
Oh, it tastes or like Oriental food.
It tastes like vegetables.
Mm. See, I would like that with my soup.
Oh, no. No.
I'm here for it.
It tastes familiar, though.
It does. There's something to it, but it's like little bitty, those little twists that comes in the Chex Mix.
It tastes like sweet asparagus.
It is. Oh, Tom, it is actually tarp curry flavored asparagus biscuits.
Oh, well, make your peace mail.
I mean, I didn't get the curry, but where are they? I want another one.
Okay, so you like those?
Not bad. That.
I just got to get the other taste out of my mouth.
That's true.
I'm still back with the other one. I'm like, gnar to the Vegemite.
I'm going to save the best for last because it comes in a Pringles can.
Okay.
But she said that this is not a typical flavored Pringles that we have in America.
Okay.
All right, you want to do this real quick? And then we'll do the Pringles can. We're doing a round-the-world taste test. This is foods from around the world. Worst so far Vegemite sandwich, and then the asparagus curry-flavored junk.
It's like teeth.
All right.
It does look like tea.
Well, this has got cheese on the cover.
Yeah, cheese. I feel like we're in safe hands, maybe.
Okay.
Are we doing it?
What is this? Go. 3, 2, 1.
Not great.
It's some kind of nut.
Tastes like Chex Mix or something, like something you would find in Chex Mix.
That's not too bad.
No.
It's not too good either.
It's meh. It's just whatever.
Okay, this is. My thing's not working.
Shouldn't you have done this every time?
Persimmon seeds. Cheese persimmon seeds with chihuahua.
That explains a lot.
No, Chihuahua or something like that.
You always hear that they
doing that?
They put dogs in food.
Not
you
well.
Know?
You read Japanese.
There we go. Nudo flavor.
I kind of like
Naudo
it.
Nudo flavor.
It's not bad. Yeah.
It says persimmon seeds cheese flavored.
All right, so here
I'm
we
here
go. Pringles, last one, foods from around the world. Now, there's some candy that she did send that can help get that Vegemite sandwich. So, Pringles from around the world. Take a few Pringles for the taste test. These are not typical Pringles.
Okay.
I'm scared to take too many of them.
Take a couple. Did you get two? Get at least two.
They're a little beady. I like how small
they are. They are tiny.
All right.
They're like diet Pringles.
They're like the Chinese people. They're little.
I know.
They smell like Pringles.
Okay.
I'm trying to look at the picture on it. I can't tell what that is.
They're little.
There is a picture on it. Okay, see if you can guess the taste of these Pringles from Japan.
Feet. It tastes like a bowling alley smells.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's not terrible.
It's bowling shoes.
It's got like an aftertaste to it that's like... like a cardboard box, kind of.
Do you want another one?
Suck the tongue.
All right.
Uh-huh.
These are not typical Pringles. They are from Japan, and they are scallops with butter and soy sauce Pringles.
I'll buy that.
Listen, this is fancy. They are fancy.
Scallops? It does taste like scallops now that you say
that. Look at the picture on that. Look at the picture.
That's a scallop.
Yeah.
I had not had scallops in a long time, but it did not taste like that.
That doesn't give scallops to me, but it gives... not terrible, but the aftertaste is not the best.
It's not.
It tastes like a scallop to me.
Does it?
A potato chip scallop. I mean, that's what scallops taste like. They did a pretty good job.
The scallops like oysters?
They're like...
No.
They're delicious. Not. I don't know how to describe
it. I don't want an oyster potato chip for sure.
Seafood.
Yeah. The little circle thingies.
Yeah.
Little marshmallow circles.
Cool. I have not met anyone that didn't know what a scallop was.
I will say this. Out of all the world foods that we just had, I'd rather go to Japan than Australia.
Absolutely.
What's the candy you had that was going to make us feel better?
You got lemon. There's some kind of lemon candy.
That's all I got?
Yeah. Well, we got that, and we got the buttercream.
Do you have any lychees?
I want to try that butter thing.
What's that?
Lychee's a good flavor.
This is like some kind of butter.
We are so refined here at the Hawk and Tom Show, all these foods.
We're fancy today.
Yeah, we are.
Thanks to Terry Ann.
Thanks, Terry Ann.
Her world tour.
Ooh.
I'll be honest. I'd rather just stay here in America and eat American food. I'm happy with the burgers and the fries and the pizza.
This packaging is fancy for candy, man.
The packages, but they look like something you would find in your grandparents' dish.
Oh, yeah. That's like a Werther's candy there.
Yeah, no.
Your grandma's
it's
house.
Not Werther's. Mm-hmm. It's those little butter creams.
Oh, they...
They melt in your mouth.
These don't melt.
Yeah, they're not melting.
No, it tastes like the butter on top of a biscuit. If you've ever licked a biscuit at Cracker Barrel. So, you know, you remember when you lick a biscuit so your friend won't take it the last one?
What's it say on Google Translate?
The buttercream.
Yeah, but I like the taste of it.
We got a text that says, I do a round-the-world taste test with my classroom, 5K in first grade. Surprisingly, the majority of them like most of the snacks.
Well,
for kids, that's odd.
Take Vegemite sandwiches next time.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, they ain't gonna like it.
That's Torch Tuesday this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.